Casey Hendrickson from the Mid-States Construction Studio. Mid-States Construction, one of the nation's leading authorized builders of Nucor building systems. On Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel, your breaking news and weather station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. Phone number 574-2595-953. That is 2595-953. You can also send a text message to 45364. Please put MNC at the beginning of that message. Is it time that we raise the speed limits everywhere? 574-2595-953. Now, I want you to think about this now. Is it time that we raise the speed limits? Now, there has been, obviously, a very public campaign for a long period of time in the United States that, you know, speed kills. Of course, we all know that speed doesn't kill. It's the sudden stop that gets you. Jeremy Clarkson. That's a direct quote. We all know that. We also know that the Autobahn is one of the safer roads in the world. And of course, there are sections of the Autobahn, not the entire thing, sections of the Autobahn where there isn't a speed limit. There are sections where there is a speed limit. Yes, when you get into a crash, it is horrifyingly devastating in many circumstances when you're driving at those speeds. However, you're less likely to get into a crash, kind of like an airplane. Okay, air travel is the safest mode of travel, but when one goes down, it's not going to be pleasant, right? We all understand that. We all accept that risk. So is it time that we change the speed limit? And this is quite interesting, actually, and this kind of involves Michigan State Police just a little bit. I ran into an article at Quartz Media. Now, that's QZ.com, okay? And I don't surf over there a lot, but occasionally it ends up happening. And so Quartz Media, they published this article, which is Steve Marcus and Alex Mayasi, okay, who contributed to this. Now, this was published in Reuters as well as the Las Vegas Sun. When Lieutenant Gary Meg, or Meggie, of the Michigan State Police attends a meeting, he sometimes asks, how many of you broke the speed limit on your way here? Now, I got news for you. 100% of the population breaks the speed limit. Now, the question is, do we do it excessively? We also break the speed limit by going under the speed limit, which is, in most places now in the United States, an equal offense. Hearing his question, you might assume that Lieutenant Meggie is a particularly zealous police officer, the type of person who walks half a city block to avoid jaywalking on an empty street. The model citizen who defers most obnoxiously to the letter of the law. But that is not the point of Lieutenant Maggie's question at all. Quote, we all speed, yet months and months usually pass between us seeing a crash, said Lieutenant Maggie. That's what he was telling everybody as he was called to discuss speed limits. That tells me that most of us are adequate, safe, reasonable drivers. Speeding and traffic safety have a small correlation. Over the past 12 years, Lieutenant Meggie has increased the speed limit on nearly 400 of Michigan's roadways. Each time, he or one of his officers hears from community groups who complain that people already drive too fast. But, as Meggie and his colleagues explain, their intent is not to reduce congestion. Bow to the reality that everyone drives too fast or even strike a balance between safety concerns and drivers' desire to arrive at their destination faster. Quite the opposite. Lieutenant Meggie advocates for raising speed limits because he believes it makes roads safer. 574-2595-953. That is 2595-953. I want to get your opinion on this. Is it time to raise the speed limits everywhere? And here's the thing. I have done this topic, joking aside with the sudden stop that gets you, okay? Joking aside. I've done this topic for 12 years or so. I thought about this topic long before that as I was a professional driver. He is not the first person to point this out. He's not the first person to point out that it isn't the speed limit. I have gone back through the entire history where we started getting these weird speed limit numbers and things like that. And they come from some odd thinking, ladies and gentlemen. But in general, I just wanted to ask you, 574-2595-953, is it time to raise the speed limits? Are they too slow in the United States? Zach, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Just because you mentioned the Autobahn, I actually lived in Germany for 5 years as a military brat.
Yes, yeah, so you probably know a lot more about it than I do.
You can't get your license in Germany until you're 18 years old,
uh-huh.
And their version of driver's ed is very rigorous in comparison to what we do.
Now, I also understand that if you get a DUI, like you're toast, that's it. You can't drive. You're done.
Their limit is also lower than ours by 0.03%, I believe.
Yeah.
It's illegal to have a breakdown on the Autobahn. You will get ticketed for that as well.
Well, yeah, it's dangerous.
You can't get your license until you're 18, and they do night driving in the rain. From what I understand, there was a large amount of money. My parents weren't willing to pay for me to get mine over there.
Okay.
So it's just, I'm all for raising the speed limit, but...
But it's got to come with some additional parameters.
Indeed.
Aha. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thank you much. Take care. You too. Now, we talked about Germans driving rules and restrictions when we talk about alcohol and whether or not the drinking age should be lowered. And we've mentioned that before. But again, you know, I wrote a column many years ago. Are we breaking more laws? Or are we breaking more laws or writing more laws? And it became one of those, paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact title of it. But the idea was, if the United States of America really wanted to get rid of speeding, they could. They can govern every car at 75 to 85 miles per hour. No car could go faster than that. There'd never be a speeding ticket again, at least not an excessive speeding ticket. There would be speeding tickets in school zones and residential areas and things like that. But in large part, you're not going to have excessive, you know, horrendous, unmanageable speeds with unskilled drivers, right? But of course, this is America and we have freedom and all of that. And there's no possible way you're going to take away people's ability to drive fast. And governments and politicians want it that way. Now, law enforcement, by and large, doesn't want it that way because they have to see the mess. They're the ones that have to notify family. They're the ones that have to clean up accidents. They're the ones that have to respond to these accidents. So, you know, they're different. I'm not talking about law enforcement, but politicians and governments want people to speed. Politicians and governments want people to break the law. Why? They make money that way. Why do you think we have red light cameras? We have red light cameras not because things are dangerous. We have red light cameras because they want to make money, which is why so many municipalities actually shorten the yellow light time to go ahead and get more people running red lights with an excessively short yellow light. There's a reason that they do this. So if we were really concerned about fixing traffic issues, we wouldn't even be talking about speed limits. We're talking about governing cars. Throw a little governor on there and boom, car can't go faster than 85 miles an hour, right? Then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But of course, that's not what's happening. So, but there's, you know, it's interesting that a Michigan State police officer has been, you know, incrementally raising nearly 400 of Michigan's roadways, raising those speed limits over the past 12 years. Every time he gets people with the backlash on, oh, how dare you do that? People already drive too fast. And a lot of people do. But do they drive too fast or do they drive too fast for the conditions? And are they reckless? You know, you drive too fast in a straight line, and for the most part, you're okay. You start weaving in and out of traffic, you got problems. In fact, just almost saw somebody get nailed real bad today because they decided to go ahead and do a U-turn in the middle of the road. They let one car go, didn't let the second car go, and they flipped around. Second car almost slammed right into them on Ironwood on the way into work. So it's... But he's not the first person to say this. You know, this is a latest example of this. There have been a lot of city engineers that have said pretty much the same thing. 574-2595-953. That is 2595-953. James, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
But about the speed limit, talk about over in Germany and all that. My son was stationed over there, and he said that